President Biden visits Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The president today making a surprise unannounced trip to Ukraine's capital.
People thought this might happen, that there was a chance. They knew Biden was coming to Poland, but then when they shut the internet down, when they kept people inside, closed all the windows, and they saw the huge motorcade, it really became clear that this was a visit from the 80-year-old U.S. president in an active war zone, a war zone where the U.S. does not have troops on the ground or control of the air. Biden has come and gone from Kyiv already. He made two stops at least, one the presidential palace where he met with Ukrainian President Zelensky and St. Michael's Monastery. Now, the White House has said that they informed Russia about this trip in advance.
Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Kyiv. During his surprise trip, President Biden announced another $500 million in military assistance to Ukraine.
Later this week, we will announce additional sanctions against elites and companies that are trying to evade sanctions and backfill Russia's war machine.
Despite President Zelensky's request, U.S. jets are reportedly not among the new aid. Tributes and well wishes pouring in as former President Jimmy Carter enters hospice care.
Tia Mitchell, a reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, explains, as the longest living U.S. president in history, Mr. Carter continued to build on his legacy long after leaving office.
He's had all these years to kind of create almost a second career and a third career as a humanitarian, as someone who worked for global peace.
Mr. Carter is 98 years old.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Plains, Georgia. A magnitude 6.3 earthquake has struck the same region along the Turkey and Syria border affected 2 weeks ago. Media reports indicate buildings in the area where rescue and recovery efforts continue sustained more damage. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Japan's calling for an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council following more North Korean missile tests.
North Korea fired two short-range missiles into the Eastern Sea on Monday after a surprise intercontinental missile test on Saturday. Pyongyang has been threatening a stronger-than-ever response to military drills by the United States and South Korea. Neighbor Japan wants the UN Security Council to meet as soon as possible, but even if it does meet, the council may not take action. Last year, China and Russia blocked a US-led attempt to hit North Korea with more sanctions. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The ongoing bird flu outbreak has cost the government roughly $661 million and added to the consumers' pain at the grocery store, as officials slaughtered more than 58 million birds to help limit the spread of the virus. The farmers who raise chickens and turkeys have also easily lost more than $1 billion. With the outbreak entering its second year and the spring migratory season looming, officials say there's no end in sight. Well, today's the last federal holiday until May.
President's Day was first established in the 1800s to honor George Washington and is celebrated every year on the third Monday of February. The federal holiday's official name is Washington's Birthday, and government agencies and departments will be closed. It also affects hours for many banks, state and local government offices, and some public schools and universities. The date of the holiday changes each year in part because of the Uniform Holiday Bill of 1968 that mandates some holidays holidays happen on a Monday to prevent midweek shutdowns and add long weekends to the federal calendar. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. This is the first blockbuster of the year, debuting in theaters over the weekend with $104 million in ticket sales. Avatar: The Way of Water is second this week, but now the third highest ever grossing film. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.